We are now live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is Reverend Adam Lee, and we may even be joined tonight by our co-host, Reverend Lolita. And we're going to go ahead and begin taking calls momentarily. But as an announcement for our specials on the site today, we are featuring our Psychic 4-week subscription with a sale price of $31.95. That's over a 30% savings. You also have the 1-hour special for $19.95. That's the sale price, over a 38% off special price. And we have the 15-minute reading for only $10.95 on sale on special as well. So please check out HowPsychic.com for all of your private readings and private consultations. And that would be cool. All right, we're going to start taking calls today. Once we bring you on air, please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question. In the meantime, if I do find our co-host, Reverend Lolita, coming into our show today, I will bring her on air automatically. Our first caller today is from area code 602. Hello, caller. You are live.
Hi, Reverend Adam. This is Bea from Phoenix, Arizona. How are you?
I'm doing good, Bea. How about yourself?
Oh, fine. My question has to do with my landlord. I turned him into the government official building contractors because he never fixed the things when he purchased the place a month ago. And they're coming at 9 o'clock on Tuesday. Do you see them siding with me and writing them up for different violations?
Okay. You know what? I got an automatic yes on this one, B. So it does look like they are going to side with you. And I feel that you need to keep yourself on the up and up when they do come around, obviously. You already know this. But I also feel that you need to be very factual. Okay?
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, B. Have a wonderful evening. Bye-bye.
You too.
All right. Our next caller today is coming from the area code 347. Hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Hi. My name is Maribel. I'm calling from New York. And
yes.
I had a question regarding school.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I'm thinking about taking some summer classes. So,
mm-hmm.
But I'm kind of iffy about if I should because I'm second guessing my abilities.
Okay. Well, I actually do feel that you have full capability to do that if you do go for the extra classes, and I feel that it would lead you down the right pathway. Okay. You may want to do this in combination with what you're already doing. All you need to do is focus on time management.
On time.
Mm-hmm. And you'll be able to do it appropriately.
Okay. Yeah, one of my biggest fears is that I was going to probably fail the class if I took it during the summer.
That's understandable. But it's about releasing fear and gaining confidence. Okay.
All right.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for calling in. Just as a side note, we are not taking questions from the chat room today unless our co-host comes in and if she's not having any technical difficulties, per se, with the chat room on her end. All right. Our next caller today is 678. Hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Hi, my name is Bonnie. I am calling from Georgia. I'm wondering, what do you see for me as far as a career path? I feel like I've been going through, you know, experiencing a tremendous amount of blockage, and the bills are constantly coming in, but I don't have any money to pay anything. I'm wondering, what do you see for me?
Okay, give me one second to tune in here and see what comes out for you.
Okay.
Actually, I do see that you are in dire straits, but I feel now, are you waiting on a new source of income, something that's not going to be necessarily perpetual, but definitely help you get out of the debt?
Not really, no. I know one person that owe me, well, actually two people mm-hmm. that owe me some money, but I
okay.
don't know if they're going to pay me.
Okay. Well, according to what I'm feeling now, there is a new source of income that will be more perpetual coming up in about 2.5 weeks for you. However, in less than a week and 4 days, okay, I get that there is going to be a income which is not perpetual, but will definitely help you get straightened out quite a bit with the bills, okay? I do see you surviving. I do see you overcoming this. I just really feel that you're going to get some type of miracle to happen pretty quickly here. So let's try
yeah.
and remain positive, and let's keep on praying for that. Well, you may want to ask for the help of St. Expedite to really expedite the flow of income for you, so that way
okay.
you're able to get out a little bit faster.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. All right, our next caller today is with the area code 678 again, bringing you on momentarily. All right, 678-522, you are live and on air.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem. How are you doing today?
I'm doing much better than I did earlier.
Okay.
I travel 9 hours away to go pick up a vehicle this morning in Georgia from West
mm-hmm.
Virginia. And when I got there, I signed all the paperwork and was about to get in when the manager basically voided the whole deal, asked me to
mm-hmm.
leave, and basically said to leave the premise because of a previous bad deal, which I don't recall.
Mm-hmm.
I just want you to give me direction on how I should proceed from here spiritually.
Okay. Number one, the first thing that I get is identity theft, okay? I know that you've had dealings with them in the past, but for some reason the term identity theft really comes up. And I feel that you need to research and go into your credit score, go into everything that you have of your own accord. And see what's going on there that you're not familiar with or that you don't remember. And you may even want to get a little help from, I guess, the appropriate sources for this. I'm not really sure who you should contact, but you should start looking up how to get yourself out of identity theft.
Okay. Ooh, all right. Well, thank you very much, sir.
All right, thank you. And once more, I don't like giving bad information, but I do have to state the truth. Okay?
Okay, nope. That's good. That's good. Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you. All right, wow, that's it's been an interesting show so far. Pretty good, though. We're going to go ahead and take our next caller here momentarily. I'm just looking to see if we're joined by our co-host tonight. And we're not currently joined by our co-host right now. So we're going to go ahead and take the next caller. And the next caller is 513-344. Hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Hi, my name is Katrina, and I'm calling from Ohio. And
yeah.
I wanted to know, about 2 years ago, my fiance's ex-wife had vandalized his vehicle while he was in a hospital, and I wanted to know, who did she have do it?
Who did she have do it? Well, she doesn't have any children, does she? Like a male child?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Is he in his teens or early adult stages?
Yeah, teen. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I feel that's the one that she had do it, okay? And there were no fingerprints, were there?
I don't know, because I had to call the police. But you said he was dead by, like, like someone may have been, like, in their 20s or 30s?
Yeah, around that age. I didn't say that, but that is what I'm getting.
Okay.
What I'm saying is it feels like she had a young son of hers do this.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, you know, you can see a lot of people going through some bad times nowadays, and especially what the world has become. By, you know, we're about to get into a better state in this world, and, you know, the light workers, the people of the light, the people that think positive, we're all about the triumph, and all the darkness that has really taken over the world for the past few years is now going to end up beginning to subside sometime before the end of this year, and that's a prediction that I've been feeling lately in my private meditations. But what's going on with the show and our callers today just really made me think of that, and I wanted to bring that through. Our next caller today is coming under the username LNR99. Hello, LNR99. How are you doing today?
Just fine. Thank you for taking my call. How are you this evening?
Doing wonderful. And how may I help you?
I would like to know what you see regarding my finances and employment in the near future.
Okay. And you currently have a job?
No. Well, no. I do a few things here and there, but I don't have a job, no.
Okay, because I see you having a source of income that you do a little bit of work for. Are you doing something on the computer at home then?
Well, on the computer at home, I mostly search for jobs. Okay.
Because I see that there's going to be an employment here. In fact, I see it so much it feels as if you already have the job or the position. Okay. And that's not something that I say very, very much when I have someone that doesn't have a job. Normally, when I see it coming, I just see it coming. This one, it just feels like it's right there and it's already happening. Okay. How much do you know about the law of attraction and manifestation? Because from the feeling of this, you know pretty well.
I know some of the mechanics. I'll be frank. I have problems actually doing it.
Okay.
I seem to let fear get in my way, and I've been told I have blocks, and I probably do. But I understand it, and I have to work on getting my emotional state together.
Yes. Okay. One of the best ways to do that is not to use general affirmations, but to use affirmations that you create for yourself. Remember, when creating affirmations, it is always best to not have neglect of words, because the universe does not understand that not or the neglect of part. Okay. But I see it coming in. I'm actually getting it. Weirdly enough, we only have a few days left in this month. Okay. I think it's less than a week even, but I really see you getting this job before the end of this month. Don't ask me why, I just see it. In fact, you may receive this job anywhere from Monday to about Wednesday of this month, okay, this coming week.
I have two interviews in this coming week, one on Tuesday and one on Friday.
Oh, wow. Well, the one on Tuesday then may be your better bet, okay?
Yes. Thank you so much. I appreciate the reading.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wow. Many blessings to our callers tonight. Please remember to visit HowPsychic.com for your private readings and counseling sessions, as we do have our specials going on right now. And our most affordable special on our website today is the 15-minute reading for only $10.95, which is a great value and deal, people. All right. It looks like we have quite a few chatters in our chat room tonight. Wishing you all guys the best. And if you want to ask a question, just call in if you can, because we are not taking chat questions today. Unfortunately, we are not joined tonight right now by our co-host, Reverend Lolita. She may have run into a bit of a snag, which I was kind of briefed on it might happen today. Our next caller for today is coming under the area code 313. Hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
I'm good. I don't know if I could ask this. I just was like, what do you see, like, anything, like, a general, like, just what do you feel
okay.
like right now?
Well, I'm sorry, hon. We don't do general readings here, so you're going to have to give me a specific question.
Okay. Job. My job. Finances.
Okay. Okay. And, well, okay. Finances have been a bit thin, but have been there. Okay. I do see a actual increase with the finances anywhere between the 14th and the 15th of next month. Okay. So it is going to take you a little bit to get that increase going. However, I feel that there's somebody around the work area or around you that's been causing problems, and specifically feel it with the work area.
Yeah.
Because that's what you're asking about, and that's kind of what I tuned into immediately. I'm feeling that that situation with that individual doesn't seem to go on for too much longer, but you are going to have to put up with it for at least one more week. Okay?
Week. Okay.
Come the new month, anywhere between the 1st and around the 7th, okay, it feels to me that that situation will be resolved to a better effect and a more beneficial way for you.
Okay.
Especially the other people there, because you're not the only one being targeted by them. They seem to be targeting anybody that doesn't just line up with their opinion.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I thank you
for calling. Thank you very much. Okay,
you're
have a good one. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. All right. We are moving it right along here. And our next caller is going to be area code 732.
Oh.
And hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Hi. Good evening, Reverend Adam. This is Carol.
Good evening.
How are you today?
Doing great.
Great.
How
may
I help you?
Yes. I have an easy question, but a wonderful question for me anyway. Do you see a move for me very soon, residential move?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Give me one. So, wow. Okay. Where do you live exactly?
Central Jersey.
New Jersey? Okay.
Yes.
Who do you know in California?
Oh, well, my son used to live in California, and it's my dream state. I always want to live in California.
Uh-huh.
And I do have some people that I know, friends.
Okay. Because I do see you eventually moving to California. So, like, not this move happening now or pretty quickly.
Right.
You will be moving pretty quickly, but it's not going to be this particular one. It's going to be the move after that. I see you moving, and you're going to move for, like, 6 months. Believe it or not, you're going to try and do it for, like, a year at the new place. But I see you moving for, like, only 6 months. Then you're going to end up landing something very financially lucrative that brings you to California. So, honey, what I want you to do is, of course, you know, make this move. But I want you to start looking for things in California financially, because I really feel something out there for you. Okay?
Wow, that's my dream.
I know, but I see it, and you know what, there's not a lot out there for most people, but I just feel like, you know what,
for me, yeah.
That's what's calling you, and that's what's
yes.
going to be there for you. Okay?
To me, California is heaven. And this interim move, is it in,
well, we're,
it's going to be
only
soon?
Doing,
yeah.
It should be soon, yes. Okay?
Thank
it
you.
It should be soon. It does appear to be. Oh, April, May, June, July. We are looking somewhere around the next month or in July, okay?
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Many blessings.
You too.
You too. Thank you. Bye now.
All right. What we're going to do here is I'm going to take a brief second and look over my queue. Okay. And, all right, we're going to try and bring on our next caller here, who is coming by area code 302.
Hi, Reverend Adams.
And hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Hi, this is Jackie.
Yes, hello, Jackie. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you, Reverend Adams?
Doing great. And where are you located, Jackie?
Delaware.
Okay. Well, how may I help you?
Was wondering about my career when I would land a job.
Okay. All right. Give me one second here. I'm trying to sift through this. I was getting something while you were asking me. It's your answer here, but I've got to sift through it. I'm getting a message from Spirit, which is a little bit more difficult than just clairvoyancy. All right. It's going to be on Saturday the 9th, so a little bit over 2 weeks from now. And it appears to be the 9th day of June, okay?
Okay.
Okay. What I'm feeling here... You're not finding a lot of options where you are, but there is one that you've kind of like gone in for, or you've applied at and you haven't heard back and it's been a while. Well, that's the one that I see you getting. It's nothing that you haven't found yet versus what you have looked into.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, do you see me liking that?
Okay, sweetie. Well, we're only doing one question today per caller, but I do see you comfortable with a new job. Yes.
Okay, great. All right,
okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, another wonderful caller here on Psychic Talk Radio. You are listening to Reverend Adam Lee. And please don't forget to visit our website at howpsychic.com. That is HOWPsychic.com. Okay. Our next caller for today is coming under the area code 352. Hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Hi, Reverend Adam. This is Cindy. How are you doing?
Doing great, Cindy. How are you doing today?
Good. It's so nice to talk to you. I've missed the last few shows, but
okay.
I really enjoy your show. So.
Okay. And how may we help today?
I was wondering if you can tell me if you see me making a residential move from this location or staying here. I've talked to you before on private call of stuff going on at this property, but I don't know if I should be staying here and I'll get this resolved and stay. So I'm not sure if to move forward with my business that I was going to generate here.
Okay.
I'll be moving.
I get you, hon. Actually, I feel a move would be the best thing to do at this point. I mean, you could stay there, you could get a few things resolved, but it's not going to be the same as it could have been a while back. Okay?
Right.
It does feel to me that the move is the best option, and it does look to me that everything will line up appropriately for that move to happen. Okay?
Okay. Do you see like a time frame when?
Honestly, I'm not getting a
time
frame on this one today. To be all honest, I know it will be soon, but I'm not seeing how soon.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So
well, thank
my
you, Adam.
You're more than welcome. Well, my suggestion to you is to kind of feel it out. Feel what best fits for you in that timeline, and then try and go for it. Okay?
Yeah, that was the other hesitation is I've been kind of looking for something else, and I haven't found anything in this local area that I just moved to, but someone suggested they know of a place that's actually right up in the area I just moved away from, so I'm wondering if I'm supposed to be back up there where I came from.
Okay.
Or if to find a place in this area down here where I'm at.
And it's probably going to be back from where you came from, but in another part of that area.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. You are so awesome.
You're welcome.
And
thank you, hon.
Okay. Take care.
Bye-bye. You too. All right. Another wonderful caller here on Psychic Talk Radio. Our next caller is by area code 561. Hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Hello.
Hello. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Tracy, and I'm calling from Florida.
Hello, Tracy. How may we help you today?
Hi. I was calling to ask, what do you see for my finances?
Okay, Tracy, give me one. Wow. All right, Tracy, do you have dependents or people that live with you?
Yes.
Okay. And one of them is a male, correct?
No.
No? Okay. Who's this guy that I'm sensing around you and seems to be around you quite a bit?
Yeah, a friend of mine.
Okay, Tracy. Some reason I see them bringing you something or them telling you about an opportunity, and I feel that opportunity is going to have to do with work and income and jobs, okay? I'm feeling that actually being really good for you. So that might be something you want to pursue, okay? And then I also see one that you're going to find on your own. Now, the one that you find on your own is also good, but may not be quite as good as the one presented to you by your male friend, okay?
All right.
Now, I am also feeling here that, okay, I'm not seeing a move for you, but I am seeing a bit of traveling, okay? Have you traveled, or are you trying to travel pretty soon?
I want to.
Okay.
But no money.
Well, that's understandable, hon. I'm seeing you having to travel here to get away for a little while, and I'm feeling that's really going to help rejuvenize you because you've been really feeling a lot of pressure where you are. Day in and day out, it's like you're not getting enough sleep, you know, and you're dealing with so much stress, and it's not even yours. It seems to be coming from everybody else that you're trying to deal with. So my best bet for you is maybe just get out of the house for 15 minutes a day until this traveling comes up. But I do see you able to go on a vacation this year, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. And I just took you off, but just so you know, I do feel that you're going to have that bill paid if that helps you, okay? All right, we're going to move right around to our next caller here. We have a restricted caller. We do not take restricted callers or unknown callers. So please call back if you want your question answered with a recognizable number or username. Our next caller today is going to be by the area code 914. Hello, caller. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, Reverend Adam. My name is Fi, and I'm calling from New York.
Yes, hello. How are you, and how may I help you?
I am good, and you can help me by telling me, how will I recognize the next male that I'll be in a relationship with?
Okay, how you recognize them. Okay. Well, oddly enough, I have long hair, but I'm going to say this to you. And it's going to be because they have longer hair than just the normal average guy. Now, mind you, it doesn't go down to, like, the shoulders or anything like that, but it seems to be down to maybe the middle of the ears, okay? You're going to know them because of their height, okay? They're going to be a bit taller. And you're also going to know them by their ethnic mix, okay? They have some Caucasian. But I think it's mixed in with German or something to that effect.
Okay. Any other characteristics like work, interest or something in any time this year?
Okay. It does appear to be this year. Okay. And you just give me one moment to try and pinpoint when this year it might be. Actually, I don't do long-term time spans very well, but I will tell you what's resonating with me. I'm seeing it being sometime in the beginning of August, okay? They work not so much on a corporate level like a lot of people nowadays, but I see them working on a management level in retail, okay? and a very good management level. They work for a very large corporation that has many, many retail stores. I am feeling they may even do, well, obviously they're the manager, but it's not just a general manager or anything like that. It seems to be one of the top managers for whatever store they're in. One of the things that comes to mind is IKEA. I don't know if you have any of those nearby.
Not very close by, but also not extremely far either. So.
Okay. Yeah, I keep getting the name IKEA, and I'm not even, you know, I'm not even the type that would shop at an expensive store like that, to be honest. But that's what comes through. So that's the only things that I can help you out with today on his characteristics, okay?
Okay, thank you. Bye.
All right, thank you. Oh, just having a wonderful show today, and just as a reminder, we're not taking any chat room questions today. Unfortunately, we are not currently joined by our co-host, Reverend Lolita. We're moving it right along as we can. Our next caller today is coming by area code 613. Hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem. How may we help you today?
I'm just wondering if you see a man named Cameron and I in communication again, and when?
Okay. Let's see here. Cameron and you appear to be in communication again in about 3 weeks from now. Cameron, as you know, has gone dormant, and when last I feel this was when you last had conversations or had spoken, I feel like there was a lot of frustration in the both of you at the time and anger on his side. One, anger at the situation, and two, anger at himself. I feel that when reconnecting here in about 3 weeks, things seem to be on a much better level. However, Cameron is one to repeat his cycle. So I feel like I am noted to tell you that.
Will we continue communicating once we reconnect?
It appears to be that way, yes. Okay.
Do you see any sort of relationship at all?
We're really only doing one question per caller, hon.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you
for calling in, and I will give you one last tidbit here. He does seem to be much more apt at putting in effort when he does come back around. Okay?
Thank you very much. Thank you
You're
for that.
Welcome. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, we're going to move it right along now, and we have another caller by area code 706. Hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Hi. My name is Mary, and I have a question in reference to time frame of when I will open up a store here.
Yes. Okay. 1.5 months, if not sooner. It appears that you're still waiting on some funding.
Yeah, I have a friend that came up from, you know, that I've known, and I had him come up, and he looked at the property, and, his trip was cut short because of a death, and he had to get back. Yeah. But we are, anyways, that is, you know, is he the one that's going to be helping with the funding?
Okay. I do feel that he is the one that's going to be helping you with it. However, you are going to have help elsewhere as well. Okay?
Oh.
So it's coming from him and another source, from what I can tell. He may not be putting in quite as much as we would hope for, but it will be made up by the other.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Okay.
The other one appears to be coming in just about, okay, now I'm rounding it off a little bit here, but we're looking at the other one coming in on the 20th of next month.
Is Is he coming in from Colorado?
Well, I'm not sure, hon, but we are only taking
okay, I know. You just kind of threw it on that. I wasn't even thinking of anybody
else.
I
understand. Well, it does appear to be coming, but I'm not very clear on where from.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to move it right along now to our next caller who's coming under area code 513. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Hello, caller by area code 513 with a 344 for your first three digits. You are live and on air. Okay, I must have gotten to you a little bit too late, so we do apologize for that. Now we're going to try and bring on another caller by area code 603.
Hi.
Hello, how are you today?
Good, how are you?
Doing good. And how may I help you?
I guess I'm wondering what you see around the wonderful subject of love.
Mm-hmm.
As far as, you know, relationship or
okay.
that realm.
Mm-hmm. All right. You know, it seems to be the theme of when we get a love caller today, but it feels to me like you have someone that's been lingering in and out of your life here, not really doing very much or going too far with it, and maybe a little bit even held back by previous situations of their life, okay? But I do see that your love life is going to be back on track in less than a week and a half, and it appears that it's going to be with them. It appears to be that they're going to be coming forward, putting in much more effort. The communication will become very much more consistent, and I feel a bit more honesty coming from it. Now, let's see here. There is another newer opportunity, and this one seems to be coming in anywhere between the 12th and about the 14th of next month. This newer opportunity seems to be someone you meet. I don't know why I feel this way, but you're going to meet them through a work-type situation.
Work-type situation.
Yes.
Okay. I guess I'm more interested in the first thing you were saying.
Okay.
The lingering, as someone who's been kind of lingering 14 years.
Yeah.
But do you see him with someone right at the moment?
Actually, I feel like he's been with someone for quite a while, but I'm not actually seeing him with someone at the moment or currently dating someone per se. I feel that there's someone still trying to chase after him, but he's just not into it anymore. I feel him coming back around and actually trying to really be with you this time instead of setting himself back like he normally has.
Okay. That somewhat makes sense, and I appreciate it. Thank
mm-hmm.
you very, very much. I'll keep you up to date.
Thank you.
And blessings to you.
Blessings to you as well.
Thank Bye. You. Bye-bye.
All right, I'm once more going to try and bring on 513 here. Hello, 513, you are on air. Hello, area code 513, do you have a question? Okay. Well, unfortunately, it looks like 513 is just tuning in or listening or not able to hear us, so wish you the best and all the brightest blessings. We're going to bring on our last caller for today, coming in under the area code 352. Hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Hi, Reverend Adams. This is Cindy. You already spoke with me, and I'm just still listening.
to your wonderful call.
Okay, well, thank you for continuing to listen. And brightest blessings. But we don't really have any other callers, so if you do want to ask me one more thing, I can go ahead and let you do that.
That would be awesome.
Okay.
Can you tell me what you see involving with the relationship with Larry? You see that picking back up, going away, kind of.
Okay. I do actually see it picking up here, and it seems to be right around the same time your finances get a little better. Mm-hmm. In fact, it seems to me that it seems to me to actually get pretty good around that timeline. And I feel that you're going to feel much more connected to it this time. Have you just not felt connected to the opportunities of the past? Like, it kept like when you got these opportunities, something was missing.
With the relationship, you mean?
Yeah, in your love
life. With Larry? Well, if we're talking about Larry specifically, yeah, there's just, there was some, it's been long term. We've been trying to make it work on and off, but.
Yeah.
He has a hot temper and he blows up and he's kind of bipolar and.
Uh-huh.
Does things that he thinks, you know, he has no
and
boundaries.
He doesn't need the help either.
Right, and he has no boundaries there. And but then, you know, we'll be separated for a long time, and we have been. And then he'll call and want to try and make it work again and be talking, and then he'll blow up again over something stupid.
Yeah.
You know, he's having a bad day.
Something that doesn't
have anything to do with me or us or, you know, just
well, for some reason, even though he's sort of on that self-destructive path still, it does look like he's going to be turning it around pretty quickly here, okay? He may actually even accept help.
Wow.
From a professional. Mm-hmm.
So
and
mind
you, it's going to be a little hard for him to get that because I know his finances are hurting too. But it does look like he will finally get help.
Wow. What is it in that time frame that you see happening with my finances that finally turn around?
Okay.
Anything specific?
Okay, let's see here. Well, I'm finally feeling like you're going to end up getting recognized for your full potential. Unlike so many times where you have not, or they've just kind of passed you by, okay? And at this point, I feel that what's going to happen at that time is they're going to want to raise you up a little bit, and they're going to want to, you know, give you a position that, one, is very nice and lucrative financially for you, but also gives you a way to move even higher up the bar, okay?
Okay, but it doesn't actually have anything to do with Larry. It's just totally separate.
Yeah, it's a bit separate there. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it's just kind of that they seem to coincide with one another.
Oh, okay. Okay, gotcha. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. All right, that's you're welcome, and thank you for calling in.
Thank you, and I'm hoping within the next week here to be able to have another private reading with you.
That would be wonderful.
The hour five reading you gave me was just spectacular. You were just dead on.
Oh, thank you. Well, just give me a call whenever you get a chance, and we can set that up for you.
Very awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a blessed evening.
You too. Good night. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Got a little bit out of that for a minute mentally. But anyways, we thank everyone for tuning in and listening and calling in. And yes, thank you for the compliment there, our last caller. And namaste, love, light, and good night.